It's Harvest Public Media's Field Notes. I'm Jessica Najunas. Today on the show, the other side of the food label. Like on cartons of eggs, all natural. Or contains real fruit on a box of fruit snacks that has more sugar than strawberry concentrate. Navigating these messages as a consumer is simple enough. Ignore them or believe them. A farmer's response is something more like, oh no, you didn't. I asked a few insiders, Midwestern farmers, how they feel about mixed messages.
It's buyer beware.
Susie Everhart raises grass-fed lamb in Monroe County, Missouri. She was the first farmer I asked. Which label claim rubs you the wrong way?
Free range. You see that on chicken a lot. And you can have a confinement chicken operation, you know, like a big giant, and you can call them free range because they have access to the outside if they would so choose to do so, but they don't because there's nothing out there. You know, I think free range is the most misused claim ever.
She's right. A chicken marketed as free range isn't a free agent. They may only spend a portion of their day in the great outdoors. The rest, anywhere but a cage. Then there's grain and fruit farmer Jeff Vanderwerf from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The food label that bothers me, or I guess that's the most confusing to me as a farmer, is when people put sustainable on their labels. What is sustainable? I mean, you ask 10 different people and you get 10 different answers.
The USDA loosely defines sustainable as making the most efficient use of resources, sustaining the economic viability of the farm, and satisfying human food needs. It sort of sounds like the definition of many well-run row crop farms. Though Vanderwerf uses biotech seeds, like the kind Monsanto researches and develops, and he says sustainable and genetically engineered are often seen as mutually exclusive, though he still considers his operation to be sustainable because over time, his farming methods have become more streamlined, less wasteful, not necessarily more organic.
You know, I can remember as a kid when we had to put the insecticide down to control rootworms, it came inside these double-walled sealed plastic containers, and you know, my brother and I would have to go wait in the truck while Dad put on a respirator and gloves to go put these things on the planter.
And the last person to air a food label grievance was Val Wagner, who farms near Menango, North Dakota. She says all natural is the one that really gets her.
Seriously, I would say 95% of the food that we put in our body is natural in some way, shape, or form.
Wagner raises about 200 cows, and beef is a big part of their family culture. She says when she sees all natural advertised in the store, she knows better to think this means good for her family. You see, one of Wagner's young sons lives with a metabolic condition that makes it really difficult for his body to digest protein. An all-natural beef product could be really harmful to him, and he'll likely never be able to eat an all-natural hamburger made possible by his parents' farm.
All-natural is not FDA-regulated. You know, it has no set nutritional meaning, but it ends up being just one of those buzzwords, those marketing ploys that they use to try to put a leg up on their food.
These buzzwords, as Wagner said, are big business. And often it's the meat industry, for example, that imagines a marketing phrase. Then two branches of the USDA determine if it meets regulatory requirements. Harvest Public Media's Kathleen Masterson recently took a reporting trip to Washington, D.C. to find out what's on the other side of the meat label. Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, Jessica.
Why are meat labels important? Why should we care about them?
Yeah, that is a good question. That's the only indication the consumer has about where this meat's coming from and how it's been treated. Was this raised with antibiotics or hormones? Did this cow ever eat pasture?
And meat labeling is not a simple process. And I think a lot of it comes down to who writes the labels and then who approves them. Is that right, Kathleen?
Yeah, and it's pretty tough to sort out if you're just standing there at the meat counter and you want to know, well, where does this label come from and who verified that? It depends on what kind of label it is. So basically, the meat industry, writes the label. But of course, it has to be approved by different branches of the USDA. And that's where it gets a little confusing, and even the USDA will admit that. The way it works is the two branches in the USDA that deal with meat labels. There's the Food Safety and Inspection Service, or FSIS, and then there's the Agricultural Marketing Service, AMS. Food Safety and Inspection Service, that branch of the USDA, they're the ones who deal with making sure the label is accurate and truthful, that it's not misleading, that consumers aren't confused. That's their job. A whole different wing of the USDA, the Agricultural Marketing Service, or AMS, their role is to help farmers market the meat. And I talked with Patty Lavera at Food and Water Watch, and she explained their different roles really well.
So FSIS is in charge of meat inspection. You know, they're the cops of meat safety, and you know, that label is accurate. but a whole different wing of USDA is called the Agriculture Marketing Service. They're not as much like the cops as much as they are supposed to help agriculture market themselves. And they do a lot of things where they offer themselves up as the auditors.
So what does Lavera mean by auditors?
Let's take the example of the organic program, which is actually one of the more stringently defined labels out there. So the industry, the meat industry, and AMS set clear standards for what organic means. And then AMS or other third parties inspect the farms and their processes to make sure they're meeting the defined standards. So those are the auditors. It could be a USDA auditor or it could be a third party that has been trained. Another difference is that FSIS only deals with labels regarding food, whereas AMS deals with labels regarding how the animal was raised, so before it's killed and becomes food.
If they make a claim that says this meat doesn't have any antibiotics in it, that would be FSIS territory. If they say this animal was raised without antibiotics, FSIS isn't in charge of the animal. They're in charge of the meat. So it's like before and after death kind of thing. You know, it's like, was the animal alive or are we talking about meat? Which is crazy to put that burden on consumers to understand that.
So if you see a label that says grass-fed or cage-free, Kathleen, those don't have to be approved for accuracy or truth by the Food Safety Inspection Service?
That's pretty much correct. It's the Agricultural Marketing Service that oversees all labels having to do with how the animal's raised. And just to make it more confusing, labels that get verified by the Agricultural Marketing Service are often developed by the meat industry.
So, Kathleen, you were actually in Washington, D.C., and you were talking with an Agricultural Marketing Service official about all of this.
Yeah, Deputy Administrator Craig Morris explained that Agricultural Marketing Service doesn't develop standards. They let the industry come up with the labels, and then they verify that the industry is doing what their label says. And it's to the advantage of the Ag Marketing Service if a lot of meat companies are interested in a particular label, because the more companies that use the label, that's more audits that the Agricultural Marketing Service conducts, and that bring in more money. So Morris gives an example here using the grass-fed label.
We aren't here trying to develop what is grass-fed or isn't grass-fed. That's really meant to be the industry's call, unless FSIS has a minimum regulatory requirement. At a point, any company can come to us and say, this is our standard, it's objective, it meets FSIS's minimum regulatory requirement. AMS, could you verify it to ensure that when we tell our customers it's meeting the standard, it in fact has?
And an interesting example of a third-party label that was developed and which the USDA verifies is at Purdue Farms, one of the country's largest chicken processing companies. Purdue came up with its own standards for raising chickens that are above the minimum requirements. And for this particular line of product, chickens are fed an all-vegetarian diet with no animal byproducts, and they're raised cage-free. And if you watch the TV ad, it points out that Purdue Farms has never fed its chickens steroids or hormones and never will.
We're not the status quo.
Purdue is the first and the only chicken company to have USDA process verified programs for fresh, all-natural chickens.
This is an all-vegetarian diet. No animal byproducts, no animal fat.
We never have used steroids or hormones of any type.
It's not going to happen.
And always raise cage.
But the ads also have to include the disclaimer, federal regulations prohibit the use of hormones or steroids in poultry. At Food and Water Watch, here's Patty Lavera's take.
And they're explaining, like, there's a new seal on our chickens, and this is what it means. It means we don't do these things, and that USDA verifies we don't do these things. But that list of things was written by Purdue. And so that gets confusing for consumers, too, because you see a USDA stamp, but the thing they're verifying, is written by the industry itself.
And maybe they're including that in the commercial because most American consumers don't know USDA rules that say you can't use hormones or steroids.
Exactly. So if you weren't really watching your TV and you didn't see the little disclaimer pop up at the bottom, you'd think, wow, Purdue Farms is not feeding its chicken steroids. As Patty Lavera puts it, people often just get what she calls label fatigue. They throw in the towel and they give up on trying to understand. And her advice is to figure out what you want to prioritize before you go to the grocery store. And then she says, go to the internet, learn the labels that tell you about these qualities, and know what you're looking for, because you're not going to figure it out there at the meat counter.
That's it for Field Notes. For more, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.
Harvest Public Media is a reporting team based in four Midwestern states, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. We're here to tell stories of the farmers who feed us and explore issues surrounding the production and consumption of food and fuel. Harvest Public Media is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can find us online at harvestpublicmedia.org.